Welcome to the Bureau of Reclamation Great Plains Region Podcast. The management of water resources comes down to a simple idea: transporting it from where there's too much or it's not needed over to where there isn't enough, and doing so safely. In many parts of the Great Plains region, rivers are few and far between, while groundwater is scarce and often contaminated with naturally occurring elements that make it unfit to drink. Rural residents have historically had to haul water considerable distances at great expense and effort. A number of federally authorized reclamation projects involve partnering with rural water systems and small municipalities to build the needed infrastructure to assure safe and reliable supplies for residential, agricultural, and industrial needs. All told, these projects will serve nearly 500,000 residents of the Great Plains, including many on Native American reservations. Ted Hall is a rural water systems engineer with the Bureau of Reclamation. He explains that the large areas served by these systems create challenges different from those faced by their urban counterparts.
The distance between users, keeping the cost down because of the many miles, smaller size pipeline. They bury the pipe to a depth rather than line and grade like most of the large systems. Just pressure, energy, and manpower for O&M because of the far reaches of the system.
One of the larger projects currently underway is the Lewis and Clark Rural Water System, a cooperative venture between 20 communities and small cities. When completed, the project is expected to serve more than 300,000 users over an area the size of the state of Connecticut. Executive Director Troy Larson says providing an abundant supply of clean, safe water to the area is key to the economic survival of the region.
It's often been said around here that water is the new oil. And I think that's something that has been realized out west many years ago.
In many of the communities served by the Lewis and Clark Rural Water System, local ground-pumped water that might leave a lot to be desired when it comes to taste and mineral content can be blended with the softer water from the system to meet the demands for quality and quantity. Larson explains that water is already being transferred between some communities within the system to enable economic growth in locations that are facing critical shortages.
One of our members is the city of Hull, Iowa. We have an emergency connection between Sioux Center, which is 9 miles away, and Hull. Because of that emergency connection and the promise of future Lewis and Clark water, a cheese factory located in Hull. It currently employs 100 people and is planning to expand to 135 here in the near future. And it uses 50 truckloads a day of milk from area dairies.
In contrast, Larson says other communities in the region have had to turn away potential employers because the water required to operate their facilities simply isn't there. Reclamation engineer Ted Hall explains these cooperative water programs hold the greatest promise for the future management of our precious water resources.
We have traditional rural system that serve farms and ranches and small communities. Then we have the systems like Lewis and Clark that are more wholesale systems. They serve established water systems and communities, and they do not sell to individual users. And that is, I think, the wave of the future. As the water supplies get fewer and fewer and existing supplies such as the Missouri River are available, there will be more tapping in and wholesale systems would be more prevalent.
For more information about rural water systems and other projects being overseen by the Bureau of Reclamation, visit Reclamation's webpage at www.usbr.gov/GP. This podcast was produced by Belongi Entertainment Enterprises for the Bureau of Reclamation, Great Plains Region, Office of Public Affairs. Reclamation, managing water in the West.